Two more episodes left of Ballers. We got some decisions to make. We want to know if we're moving west and what's going on with Ricky. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We had to go dumb a little bit, go to Oakland. You know, with E40, you know. You know, real quick, dumb. All right, party people, welcome to Ballers, episode 9, crack back.
Yes,
we're in the studio back. Getting lit, turning up, getting dumb. Why? Because Ballers this season has all been... Wait, Ballers this season has been all about the quest to get to Oakland. Mm-hmm. Well, the quest to get the Oakland Raiders to Vegas. So, episode 9, Crackback. I'm your host, Jill Monroe. You can follow me everywhere at Stiletto Jill. To my left.
Hey, everyone, it's Ivana. You can follow me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams and on Instagram at Ivana.Williams.
What's up, guys? It's ladies' night. I'm Suzette Bab. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Suzette Bab.
Yes.
So, here we are, the ladies. We're done getting dumb.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess. That's
and now we got to jump into the episode. We have to start off with Spencer.
We do.
And the awkward exchange from last week that carried over. I say that's entrapment. I don't know about you guys, but don't nut in me and then try and have a serious moment at the airport.
That was so awkward. I mean, they are seriously all about business, them too. So Spencer, this episode really seemed very somber to me. He just kind of, I just felt like there was like this... maybe haze or a cloud over him.
Just like going with emotions.
Depressed. I didn't see him being excited. I didn't feel like he was like, I'm going to get this job done. And maybe it is because in the first couple minutes, we see Chloe and him in the airport and she awkwardly has the morning after pill right then and there.
Plan B.
Shout out to Planned Parenthood. I really just felt like this is unrealistic, but maybe because I'm just thinking about what I would do in that situation. And I definitely would not take the morning after. I mean, I would just...
In the airport, telecasual.
Yeah, I would just take it, no big deal. Just take it in the bathroom or at the hotel or maybe on the airplane. So
maybe when I get home.
Yeah, so I am wondering, is there a reason why she took it in front of him? Because there was a little bit of hesitation when Spencer said, you know, wait, you know, maybe we should think about having a baby. Because she did say, well, just have a baby or you want a baby with me.
What do you think about that?
Which part?
All of it, all of it. I mean, Spencer going on a rampage, him giving up his professional baby and wanting a physical baby. It's a lot happening.
Those are the, you know, when it comes to building a family, those are the, in the, that's the way he's, like, really immature, right? Because, like, that you need to have a conversation first.
Right.
Whenever you're wanting to plan children. Hello. Have the conversation first. So that really, really annoyed me, their exchange. I didn't think that much about her actually taking the pill in the airport. But the whole conversation just felt late. Like, no pun intended. But, it, you know, they don't talk much. They don't have conversations like they need to. And that really just irked my nerves.
And I don't think, really, it kind of shocked me. Not it didn't shock me that she was upset at his approach because, you know, you're still a woman. And even if you're just in something that you're just kind of in it for the moment, buddies, friends with benefits, whatever you want to call it, I still feel like she maybe was fishing for him to say he wanted to be deeper than her, not just, as she adequately put it, his midlife crisis. I just felt that Spencer isn't even thinking any of this stuff through. Like, you don't even have time for a kid. Mm-hmm. You're trying to launch a new venture with the NFL.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm glad that she knows how she looks. But at the same time, I really feel like if that was me, I think a lot of us think of it, like, okay, if it was us, but I would have, like, stopped talking to him for a while because I'm like, you have too much stuff.
Well, I think
that you
that's what she did. That's why she stomped off. And
but is she going to come back? Is she just walk? Is that one of those arguments where you just walk away from your boo and you're like, I don't have time for this? I feel like she's still going to come back.
Well, I wish we would have known about their past relationship because that could be telling too. We could, you know, were they just casual before? Because she is very business, he is business. So they talk business and they have sex, you know?
Yeah.
So I would have liked to know what was the previous relationship. Was it the same as now or was it a little more intimate? And then he pulled away,
Their relationship feels business to me. Are they finally official? Like,
no, I think they're a wrap. I don't think that we're going to see Chloe next week either. Maybe briefly, but I think that they're done. Which is a shame,
because this happened to the last... Who was the last chick?
Exactly. The girlfriend that left to go to ESPN. I know, I'm sorry. The blonde girlfriend. Tracy.
Okay,
that's her name.
These women keep running away.
Yeah. So, you know, moving on, we know that we're on the plane headed to Oakland for the players, not the players meeting, I'm sorry, the owners meetings.
Right.
But first, Spencer has to go, obviously, and talk to the Raiders. But before we talk about that, let's swing around really quickly to what's happening with the Dolphins with Charles and Seifert and Zuko, the new coach. Mm-hmm. So we know that Charles kind of went around Seifert and got the coach he felt was the best one for the job, brought him in. We saw the press conference. Coach dropped a couple of jokes. Charles is there like, I don't know what's going to happen to me because, you know, I kind of shot my wad and got you fired. And Coach is like, I got your back, Charles.
Yeah.
Go check it out. And what? Seifert's fired. Do we think, I mean, Seifert was on the chopping block anyway just by the moves of the team. But do we think that they did this for because of what happened with Charles, because of the coach? Like, what do you think is the real catalyst for this?
Well, I don't want to give away, you know, the ending that we figure out, but I think it just seemed like Larry was making choices based on what Charles would tell him. So I think maybe the owners kind of figured that out, basically feeling like, oh, and you also didn't, you know, Larry didn't fire the coach. It was you. You know, you're coming here to tell us your opinion on the new coach. You brought in Kasan. Yeah.
No playoffs.
Yes. But so, then we find out
that Charles is likely never going to get that number one role.
Wow.
And I mean, I know that that's
when he said, we want to keep you as number two. I would have been like, oh,
and
no.
That's not even official because he's like, well, wait a second, though. I thought the general manager is going to bring in his own number two.
That
he's like,
so
well, yes, I can't guarantee. That makes no sense then.
That means you're just a lame duck.
Yeah.
You're just here to facilitate the transition and you're no longer needed. That happens in corporate America a lot. Mm. I mean, you know, I feel bad for Charles, but I feel as though he's also growing a lot through this process.
Absolutely.
And finding his, you know, machismo. I wonder if he's going to try and circle back to see what's up with that LA job.
Well, one thing when you just said that, I wrote down today that I felt like Charles' story this season was the only true full story.
Yes.
That had a beginning, it has a middle, it has an end. Everything makes sense. We've seen everything play out. We've not missed one conversation where we've been confused or like felt like we weren't a part of. So I just want to make a little comment that I really feel like his character has had development from season one to season two.
Very much so.
I think that's why I like him more. I really do favor him because I feel like we were just talking beforehand about character development.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they're really working to develop him. That's why I like him.
Yeah, I develop him to see him grow, to see the transition of him moving from player to the other side and dealing with his insecurities as a man and in that role. I really appreciate
it. And as a husband and father, we've seen it all.
Yeah. I appreciate his role a lot. I love the relationship with his wife.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
So, okay, let's head back to Oakland. So we're in Oakland. We see that Spencer's talking with Tim Brown. There are a couple other actual former NFL players in the room and so forth to make it all believable. And we find out that there's another bid in place, which typically happens. Mm-hmm. Someone else is going to want to get in on the pie.
Mm-hmm.
And that Mark Davis, who's the owner of the Raiders, is leaning towards that. It's a sweet, sweet deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so Spencer, once again, is sitting there tap dancing. We have no resolution. Meanwhile, what happened to his assistant last week? We don't know any of that. We know people are pissed at ASM, but we don't know what type of shambles they were left with.
Right.
But anyway,
there's only two episodes left, so everything's
there's no one.
Everything's being crammed in.
So we find out that there is a snake in the grass once again, and the NFL is happier with bid number two. Surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to see a little bit of Candace at work again, you know. And she has a conversation with Joe after Joe gets off the phone with Spencer, a lot of telephone tag and setting up, where she basically says that it's not personal, it's just business. And, you know, So what do we think the outcome is going to be? Do we think that ASM is going to go right to the brink and they're going to jump on board with the other team and save the day? Or do you think they're going to pull out altogether? I know we saw some hints of things at the end, but what do you think Spencer is thinking right now?
I have no idea because it's so back and forth.
Yeah, I mean,
I have no idea because it's so back and forth. I don't know what to expect.
I think it's dependent on, okay, a couple of things. Do they like this other deal because it's more money, or is it because of who's involved? Because that was confusing to me. If Candace does not like Spencer, then why are you mentioning to him, well, you know what, maybe you should come in on this other deal too? That's, I don't understand that. Is that realistic?
I think it could be. A lot of times you see people joining forces. I think the biggest thing might be they could try and wrestle Wayne Hastings out from under with whatever Spencer. I think to a certain degree it seems like, because she also made mention of them not having to sell ASM. So right. I feel as though they like Spencer in certain positions and places, but not in what they deem league business. He's more controllable, I guess, if he's just involved with player finance. But they were really, really worried about that last season.
Right, because he's not doing a good job and he still owes his players money.
I think that maybe they feel like he's a good prop. Maybe that's what it is. But they don't want him in position of control. Candace's character is really confusing me, because first I thought she was just a boss in the NFL.
Now she seems
just,
like,
you know,
in
real
charge.
Boss chick in charge. But now she's getting a little petty.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's more than just, we think Spencer's a bad influence, and we know that there is a personal connection from when Spencer talked about her when they were on Jay Glazer's show that time. But, you know, is there more? She threw out there with Spencer later on that, you know, if they were having sex, would the conversation be the same?
That confused the hell out of him, because he was like,
it did.
Spencer he straightened was like, up, wait. And she was like, I'm not saying that I really want to.
But does she, like,
you know what, too?
There's some checking for Spencer?
There is some sort of attraction, and he likes that type of stuff, because he likes the chase, you know what I mean? And so, especially since things are rocky with him and Chloe, I think he's going to try to pursue Candace. But also, I think that
you think that he's going to seriously try and pursue her? Or you think
in
it's
some
just
sort of way.
Oh, then Chloe will never come back. I think it is I think Candace likes her ego stroked. Because when, who was it? Was it Reggie? Yeah. When Reggie was kind of feeding into her this idea of, you know, if you can be ahead of the weed curve and, you know, be a statement and don't let Vernon be suspended. I think she, like, loved that he was kind of coming on to her and kind of it's like, well, it's going to be your idea. Mm-hmm. And so I think she really wants to feel like she's in charge, which maybe is why then Spencer will need to kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's.
I wonder what her background is.
But he's not new to ass kissing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what I'm
right.
saying. I feel like he definitely will try in some sort of way. But then whenever we also saw the preview, it was some sort of shot. I can't remember what the dialogue was, what the exchange was, but she looked like she just did something super damn petty, and I'm like, that's what also confused me about her, because I thought she was kind of on his side and looking out for him, but then she's looking out for herself, and I'm trying to figure out which way she's going.
I'm like, they're not going to turn this into a scorned attention thing. I'll be really mad
like
if they
soap
do
opera.
That.
That's where it's going.
You know, just because she was like, look at you, Spencer. Do you belong in this room? And when he responded with, you don't really belong in here either, I was like, touche.
She would
get
be,
her, Spencer.
She would be bored if he wasn't there. Honestly,
she would
I really
be,
think
oh, yeah. right.
She likes to play him.
And none of this would have happened without Spencer having that relationship and telling a story to Wayne Hastings. So again, now why is Wayne saying he is pulling out?
Because he can jump on board with them. It's a guaranteed yes. If you can line up with the league, you're going to get your yes faster. Wayne doesn't have any loyalty to Spencer. He doesn't care. Spencer is another one. I feel like Spencer's another one of his cool friends or somebody to collect, just like he was hanging out with Travis Scott last week talking about pick up the phone, baby. I think that that's sometimes what that's what these multi-million billionaires do. Mm-hmm. They want to hang out with the cool kids to kind of...
Because they're dweebs.
You know, entertain
really
themselves and get in. He doesn't need Spencer anymore. Mm-hmm. He needed Spencer to get him into the door with the NFL and to get them to accept him in. He always
and then
wanted
gonna
that.
And he's navigated his own way.
Yeah, and now he doesn't need him, so it doesn't matter. If you come, cool. If you don't...
I will.
You know, same thing.
Okay.
So we're going to put a pin in that and then go to one of my other favorite storylines, albeit confusing. Oof. Ricky. Mm-mm. So Ricky has gone from being bipolar to bipolar with a concussion.
Hello.
That he's had for the last 4 months.
We were wrong. Because remember, we thought it wasn't a concussion that was bipolar, but now it's both.
It's just a lot going on medically.
Yeah, because I thought it was concussion, but they were trying to cover it up with bipolar. Like, no, you have bipolar disorder.
Right. I was wondering if maybe it was
manipulating
that
him.
But the only the reason why I didn't think it was just that was because they threw that whole piece in there when he was sitting with the psychiatrist about, you know, the dark moment where it was just kind of like, what? Sometimes you think about killing yourself. So just, you know, it's just, he's been all over the place, and I guess it's supposed to show his bipolarness. You know, and the things he's going to. We know he's at the end of his career.
Right.
Concussions can be a concern. He's taken multiple hits as a wide receiver. That must mean he's not very good if he was taken down that much. But anyway. But, you know, let's talk about it, Ivana. Let's talk about his phone conversation and all of that, what that led to.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing, to say that, you know, with him being a wide receiver, but he's also, I guess, been playing since, like, middle school and high school. So isn't that starting to build up on him?
Absolutely.
He hasn't
absolutely.
Always been wide receiver. So, I mean, again, it's always touching to me, just like when last episode, whenever he had that conversation with his dad, I really loved that his dad was more like, no, Ricky, like, we really need to have this conversation. And then he told another story about, was it a friend of his, or he said someone?
It's an actual player that committed suicide. He played for the Chicago Bears.
I can't think of the name.
I'm blanking on his name. He played for the Chicago Bears. Famous guy, he committed suicide, shot himself in the chest with a shotgun, and left a gun.
His award right there next to him, his trophy.
And he did leave a note that he wanted his brain to be examined for CTE, and he did have CTE.
Yes.
So
I do remember that story. I didn't know if he was posing that as if that was his friend, as if he knew that
he did
player.
Say mm-hmm. he was right. saying that. Okay. Like, that would have been someone from his time when he played in the league.
Yeah, so... you know, and no funny words, but they really are attacking this thing head on, if you will. And I really appreciate that.
No funny words.
Yeah. You know,
sorry.
There's really no other way to say it. But like I said, so they are very much so attacking that head on. But I really appreciate just having that vulnerable moment and seeing that his dad cares. Now that it's bipolar disorder and a concussion, like I'm just not even sure where we go from there. Because is he done with his therapist? We haven't seen any more therapy sessions.
I thought TDE brought up an interesting point that retirement could very well be in the future, and that
it
could
it's
be
inevitable.
An option. I think Absolutely. That we are going to... I don't think Ricky's going to be in the league next season. We see what happened when the Patriots came and brought that two-year contract, 2 years, $20 million, $16 million guaranteed. That is a great contract for somebody at the stage of his career that he would be.
Yeah.
I guess since it's New England, does that mean that he would have gotten a ring on Atlanta last year? I'm thinking yes, maybe. I don't know. But when he decided to openly confess, when his agent and that the representative of the team there, that he was suffering from a concussion, and the rep just was like, I'm going to make a phone call, and just
I knew
left.
Right away he was gone.
But I was so happy that he just spoke up, because albeit his conversation was with his dad was short, but I mean, they tackled so much. Talk about dementia, suicide, a concussion, bipolar disorder, all that in that short conversation. But it stuck with him. And he was just like, you know what, let me just be honest. Let me just let you know, this is what I have going on. Because he was, what was it, $20 million, two-year deal, $60 million guaranteed?
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke up.
Well, because what he said
I don't
is,
think that he thought that they were going to snatch the contract away.
No, because he just said, I want to make sure that the
doctors... I felt that they were, though.
Oh, yeah, right?
When he packed it up and walked away, and I'm like, oh, it's done. So the fact that they were surprised, like, oh, did he drive off? I'm like,
well, if Ricky now is okay taking the medication for bipolar, who knows what if... Maybe he's thinking, oh, this will be easy if I'm honest... Then everyone knows, and then I can see your doctor, and then I'm going to call Amber. Okay, good. Now I love her. Now the baby's coming. Everything's working out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think that's what he's thinking.
I mean, I also think that it makes it easier because when Charles gets to LA and is the GM for the Rams or the Chargers, then Ricky can come to LA and play for an LA team. And guess what? Amber moved to LA.
Yeah.
All wrapped up in
so
a nice neat
right
package. Right?
She's ready for next season.
Okay, so let's circle back to Spencer and Joe, right? Mm-hmm. So Spencer has this offer. You can join them or drop out. They hook up with the driver Oh God, I'm blanking on the driver's name. The cool limo driver has been driving for the Raiders or whatever. He took them to get barbecue.
What a great role. That was just a really great episode he had.
Oh. You know, touched his heart. Took Spencer to get some barbecue in the hood in Oakland. You know, where sideshows and scrapers probably be at. And it touched Spencer, and he's once again thinking, I can't do this to the Oakland community. Mm-hmm. I can't rip them of their team.
Now he thinks. I mean, now. He's like a little too late. Like right. Maybe he's the one that has like bipolar concussion. Because he's really, like, irritating me.
I see.
So, do we
he
think
he doesn't think things through. So that's just a side note.
Yeah, I believe that. Joe's thinking, you know, I'm standing by you. We can't turn the back on these people. So, we're heading towards a showdown for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think we land? Do you think that ASM reformulates like Voltron and takes the show on the road to LA because the NFL beats them down and we don't see Hastings anymore? Or do you think that they see it through and we see another side of Spencer and crew once again once the stadium starts to be built? Sorry.
I think at this point they're going to LA. Everything is pointing west. So, yeah.
We should just get into predictions.
Yeah,
then,
I was
right?
gonna say.
I thought that's what
prediction.
We're doing.
You know, kind of. Here's the predictions.
We're doing ourselves. We're self-sufficient.
You know, I was just trying to wrap up the episode, but we might as well get into predictions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a really hard one. Because there's always the predictions, or then there's what I'd like to see happen. I just don't know. Okay. Someone else go.
I really
cannot think of what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't either. Besides the fact that, like I said, whenever I saw him talk about, or Ricky talking about how Amber's moved to LA, that was just the last thing to me. I'm like, so they're going to LA. Like, they're moving west. With Ricky, I don't know what's going to happen now. I think he's going to resign. He's probably going to have to. But I just want to see, like, where does his career go after that? We haven't seen him discuss much, and I don't know if maybe it's writers and their character development, but we haven't really seen much of what he... Does he have another business, a side business? What else is he
we
doing?
We know he was really good with his money, but he's out, what, $4 million to Spencer, and he lost $2 million gambling. But he's been really, really good with his money. That was
right.
one of
so
the things
like,
they established.
Okay.
No, they established that effort. So that $6 million, although... It's a lot. We are trying
so
to minimize $6 million. They did stress early on that Ricky was very, very good with his money.
Okay.
So I don't think that we have those concerns with him.
And I also like the fact that Charles has the support of his wife, because he said something, if I quit now, I control my own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate, well, I really liked hearing that about him, because I feel like he's been teeter-tottering between, like, do I stay, do I go, what do I do? But he's leaving. And did you say that you think he's probably going to reach out about that job out in L.A. too?
Yeah, because remember his interview was canceled, and now there's two teams in L.A., realistically, as well as on the show.
Yeah.
So he could go and get a job there. Ricky's going to need a job. ASM is going to move west. And those are my predictions. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll see. So that was episode 9. Crackback.
One more
episode, guys. And Ballers is done for the season. But fear no more. It'll be back for season 4.
Yeah.
And all the hijinks. So let us know in the comments what you thought of this episode. Mm-hmm. And Suzette, please tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, just Suzette. Just my name, just like that.
You can find me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams.
And you can follow me at Stiletto Jill everywhere. Make sure that you are following AfterBuzz TV. Give us a thumbs up on YouTube, 5 stars on iTunes, and we'll see you back here for the finale next week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.